And good morning to you, Wanda. There's a movement building steam among Florida conservatives when it comes to embracing immigration reform. WLRN's Rick Stone has the story.
A day after American Conservative Union President Al Cardenas of Miami stood with national Tea Party organizations in Washington to call for immigration reform, Cardenas brought the same message to Florida in a conference call with state reporters. He said times are changing and elected Republicans can now support immigration reform and still face their conservative districts.
The needle has definitely moved in the right direction. I believe that skeptics in the House chamber have gone to either support or be open-minded.
On the phone with Cardenas was Brewster Bevis of Florida's top business lobby, Associated Industries. He said a well-regulated stream of incoming immigrants is just what our aging nation needs.
We're starting to see an increase in the baby boomer generation retiring, and there's simply not skilled workers there or unskilled workers there to fill those openings.
Ed Moore agreed. He's the leader of the Florida Center-Right Coalition and a former president of the conservative public policy think tank, the James Madison Institute. Moore says the American workforce is also menaced from another quarter.
Our birth rate in the United States is less than two. It's about 1.7 per couple. We're not even replacing ourselves now. We're going to have a severe worker shortage.
The conservatives said Florida's congressional delegation already has willing leaders ready to push for a vote on immigration reform. What it lacks is rank-and-file confidence that their votes for immigration reform won't also end their careers. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
Another protest of people hoping to raise the minimum wage, but as reporter Wilson Sayre tells us, it was a small one yesterday in Miami.
The protesters walk from Jackson Memorial Hospital to the Wendy's on 20th Street and Northwest 10th Avenue. The buildings amplified the chants of old and new labor cries. The noise belied the size of the group, though. In the crowd of about 50, there are almost as many people from the press as there were protesters. This protest is part of a nationwide effort to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. In Chile, Chicago, there are a couple hundred protesters. But here in South Florida, community activist Santiago Leon says this small crowd is it.
It's like a fire that, you know, that bursts into flame every once in a while. And then in between those bursts into flames, what you have is kind of embers, right? And so we're part of the embers here.
Even though Leon thinks it's important to show support, he's skeptical that the minimum wage will be increased for several years. Then he says political will and public outcry might be strong enough to fan those embers into flames. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Now it's back to Wanda Miles.